I would like to read two passages from the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 23. And verse 10, second part of verse 10. Let my soul die, the death of the righteous, and let my end be like his. Chapter 24. Verse 17. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There cometh a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. The scripture came before me when I heard about the homegoing of dear Bernard and the many lives that Bernard's had touched. And this, I'd actually like to say a few words again about Bernard's Saviour and about Bernard and about the challenge that the scripture presents. The setting of the scripture is the children of Israel had been redeemed from slavery in Egypt. First of all, by the blood being put on the doorposts and the lintel, and everyone under the shelter of that blood was saved from judgment. Just like people today who put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and in his finished work on the cross can know what it is to be set free from eternal judgment and to know what it is with, how to have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The children of Israel then had another experience. They were pursued by the Egyptians, and God miraculously opened the Red Sea, so they had full deliverance from the power of Pharaoh. Just like we can have full deliverance today, through the Lord Jesus Christ, through his victory over Satan, over death, and the way that he died and rose again. Now, the children of Israel were then marching through the desert, on their way to the land of promise, and Balaam was hired to curse them by a man called Balak. He wanted to curse them, and he loved the reward of unrighteousness, did Balaam, but God saw to it that he was stopped from doing that. God can stop us all in our tracks, you know. Maybe this might be a wake-up call to some today, coming here to this service. But God stopped Balaam in his tracks, and he was almost forced by God to bless the children of Israel instead of cursing them. In fact, the Bible said God turned the cursing into blessing. Now, here he was, and he had four prophecies, and we've read from two short verses during these four prophecies. And he prophesied good things about the children of Israel. He told about God's view of them. And you know, when you belong to Jesus, when you're under the preciousness of the, under the shed blood of Jesus, and know what it is to have a full and free redemption through Christ, God takes account of you as taken into his favour in Christ, and there's no more judgment ahead. Now, Balaam was forced to say right things about the children of Israel, both then and for the future. But he interjects two little things into his four prophecies that speak about himself. And he says this, first one, let my soul die, the death of the righteous, and let that my end be as his. Now, Bernard has come to the end of his life on earth. He hasn't come to the end of his existence. His soul, his spirit, is already with Christ. But he's come to the end of his life. And this message, this word, almost a longing that Balaam had. A bad man. He was never converted. He died a dreadful death after doing bad things afterwards. But he had a sense that the children of Israel had something that he did not have. And you know, many people whose lives have been touched by Bernard knew that he had something. And what he had was the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, as his Lord, as his star, the bright morning star, and he knew his rule in his life. He knew the scepter of Christ in his life. And so Balaam has almost a prayer here, a longing. Let my soul die the death of the righteous, and let my end be as his. We've been saying earlier on, comments have been made about Bernard. There was a time in his life he came to know the Lord Jesus as his Saviour. He recognised that in the sight of God, his own righteousnesses were as filthy rags. But he himself turned to the Saviour, and it tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no so much as one. The Bible tells us these things. But it also tells us about the way of salvation through Jesus Christ, who is the righteous one. He's the just one. The just one who died, the just for the unjust, to bring us to God. Wonderful thing, to be brought to God, to be brought near to God, as a result of the work of Jesus, to be brought nigh by the blood of the Christ. And so Bernard, he accepted Christ as his Saviour. And God takes account of people who accept Christ as Saviour, who repent towards God, who put their faith in Jesus. God clothes them with righteousness. Like the younger son in Luke 15, who got the best robe put on him. He came with rags and tatters and with no food, and he found every blessing, just been saying, wonderful blessings he found coming back to his father's house. So can we, if we come to the Saviour, we can prove the wonderful blessings that come. And Bernard proved what it was to be clothed with the righteousness of Christ. He could say, Christ is my righteousness. So he didn't boast in himself. He boasted in the Lord. They loved to do that. And therefore, out of his life, out of his heart, had his desire to help others. And as we've been saying, many lives have been touched by Bernard. Well, how did it, what was the root of it? The source of it was his knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour. And just as he proved the grace of Christ in his life, he wanted to tell others about him. And I would say here, let my soul die the death of the righteous, and let thy end be as his. Bernard has died, a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, whose life's been touched by Jesus, and he's now with Christ, which is very much better. Wonderful to know that. Let my soul die the death of the righteous. Let my end be as his. Balaam, you know, he missed it. He could have had it. He missed it. He knew about it. He heard about it. His life was touched to some extent, but he never really became a follower of God. And God intends, I trust today, that every one of us will not only hear about Jesus, but become followers of the Lord Jesus Christ for himself. Balaam also looked ahead. And it's very sad what he had to say when he looked ahead. He said this, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. What a contrast to what our brother's been saying about the pleasures forevermore, about the blessings that are at the right hand of God, about the blessings that come from Jesus. He was conscious he was missing that. Terrible thing to feel you're missing it. Other people come to faith in Jesus. What about you? He says, I shall see him. One of the great things every Christian has to look forward to is seeing the Lord Jesus face to face. It says, when we see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Bernard one day will have a body of glory, like the own body of glory that Jesus has. He can look forward to that, as I can look forward to that, as every believer, young or old, whatever our backgrounds, can look forward to being with Christ and having a body of glory like the Lord's own body of glory. What a thing we have to look forward to. He also says, I shall behold him, but not nigh. How awful to think of being separated from God. That's what hell will be, you know. It will mean permanent separation from God and his love. Don't end up that way. If bitterness touched your life, if bitterness has been able to impart something to you and help you, make sure you get to know bitterness' Saviour. What a Saviour he is. A wonderful Saviour. And you'll be then brought nigh by the blood of the Christ. God doesn't want us to be at distance. God doesn't want us to miss out on the way of salvation. He wants us to come to Jesus, to put our trust in him as Bernard did, to know the joy of sins forgiven, to know the joy of peace with God, to know the wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit, to find our part among others who love our Lord and seek to worship him and praise him in spirit and truth. May that be the portion of every one of us here, and may each one of us who are believers rejoice in our salvation, that we who once were afar off are brought nigh by the blood of the Christ. Balaam mentions two things. A star would come out of Jacob. So it did, didn't it? Remember the wise men? They saw the star in the east. They came to do him homage. Now we can see by faith the bright and morning star. Jesus is coming again, you know. Coming again to bring peace to the world. Coming again to bring righteousness to the world. But wonderful to know him now as the bright morning star thrilling our hearts. May that be an experience of each one of us. And may we know his rule, his scepter in our lives, guiding us, directing us. And I commend that to Sister Joyce and others as we wait the return of Jesus. What wonderful blessings we have through our Lord Jesus Christ, even now. May the Lord bless us all for his name's sake. Amen.